Random House Audio presents The Prime Minister's Secret Agent, A Maggie Hope Mystery by Susan Elia McNeil. Read for you by Susan Duoden. Battle not with monsters, lest ye become a monster. And if you gaze into the abyss gazes also into you. Friedrich Nietzsche. By the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes. Shakespeare, Macbeth, Act 4, Scene 1. Prologue. There will always be an England. The graffito had been painted defiantly in blue on a brick wall in an alley off Piccadilly, near Green Park in London, during the Battle of Britain, in June 1940. Now, almost a year and a half later, it was faded, pockmarked, almost obliterated. Like London itself, like the British people, still standing alone against Hitler and bracing against imminent invasion of their island, it had seen better days. Commander Ian Fleming walked past the scrawled sentiment with Dushan Popov down Piccadilly to St. James's Street, then made a sharp left onto the almost hidden St. James's Place. Their destination, Duke's Hotel, one of the commander's favourite haunts. In Fleming's opinion, the bar at Duke's was the best place in London for a martini, the American bar at the Savoy notwithstanding. Fleming was the private secretary and protégé of Rear Admiral John Godfrey, Director of Intelligence for the Royal Navy and the linchpin of all of the top secret British intelligence agencies, as well as